Welcome to Deep Dive, The Feed. I'm Andy Tarnoff, the host of the Deep Dive Podcast Network. And again, I'm joined by Aaron Labor, impresario. Is that a word?
I believe it's a word. Yeah, definitely.
Bon vivant.
It is certainly my word, I think.
Bon vivant.
I mean, it's not my word to put on me, but you put it on me, so.
I don't actually know what that means.
I'll take it.
Okay. At any rate, we're back for another episode of The Feed, which is a podcast about two dudes looking at Facebook Marketplace listings and sometimes talking shit about them, sometimes questioning, inquiring, learning.
I mean, listen, I'll take that, but I want to just add an addendum, if I may.
Yeah.
Okay. It is also about, listen, you know, they say like the journey is the reward.
Yeah.
50% tops, because these items, because first of all, I do want to say the journey has been the reward. Like driving all over God's creation to get this stuff has been amazing. But also the people I'm meeting and the stuff I'm getting and this podcast, that's at least 150%.
150%. That doesn't make sense.
It doesn't have to. It's Facebook Marketplace. It doesn't have to make sense. I'm saying there is, it's more than the sum of its parts.
Okay. All right. That makes,
you know what I'm saying? Like you get
sense.
The journey, you get the thing. It's eventually I might sell the thing. I don't know. I don't know. We'll see. But anyway, I brought a lot of stuff to show you. So
I'm ready. What do you got for me this week, Aaron?
I've got some fun things, and I've got listings, of course, and we're going to start with those. But then I also brought a number of things. I thought we could maybe play a little game of like, should I have bought this? And how much do you think it cost?
I'm down for that.
Right? Doesn't that sound fun?
Yeah. Show me some listings.
Yeah. Let's bring up a couple listings here. I'm really excited to see your face when you see what I saw.
Planters out of tires.
I'm just so happy about this family. This is family bonding, and I'm especially looking at, like, this guy looks super happy about what's happening right now. You know, I don't even have to read this. It doesn't matter. I want you to see the array of planters out of tires that this family has made, and I believe there's another little demo. Yep, there it is.
I've never seen this before.
How beautiful is that? That's like,
have you ever heard of someone making planters out of tires before?
Never. No, that's the thing. This is like a pipeline. It's a pipeline for creativity, you know?
The tire platform?
Facebook Marketplace, oh. I'm saying, is a pipeline for like upstarts, you know? Like go-getters.
Yeah, so let's learn about this guy. Okay, so $50.
There's the Papa Turtle. This is not very clear. The Papa Turtle is 100. That's the first one on the bottom. The Mama Turtle's 50.
Well, that makes sense because it's a bigger tire.
So Papa Turtle and Bob. Most others are 50. The snails are 3 for $125 or 50 a piece. The pink flamingo is 75. Alligators are 350. There's a pink flamingo in here. Oh, yep, there it is.
I think these are kind of cool. And I actually think these are, I mean.
Excellent.
I think I would.
There's the whole family. Look, you got
like an Nemo one?
Yeah, you got a Nemo.
I think $50 is reasonably priced for
There's
this
your
kind
snails.
Of art.
There's your three snails for $125. No, I agree. I don't think this is outlandish at all.
The boy does not look super pleased. Actually, none of them. Well, she looks
She happy. Looks very happy.
So maybe she's the artist, maybe.
Maybe. Maybe Angela. Yeah, it sounds like it.
Okay, so those other two people are presumably being forced to be in these pictures. Yeah,
that's or maybe mom is the artist. I think mom is the artist and the photographer, actually.
I like them.
I do too.
Oh, wait. Those alligators,
They
look like, where would you put the plants?
This alligator has an owl in its teeth.
Also made out of tires?
It seems to be. I assume this is all tires all the time.
But I don't see where the plants go on that one. That almost looks like kind of like a bench or something that you would ride or something.
Oh, yeah, they do. They do seem, well, maybe, actually, I think they're sitting on the
where
planter.
You would put the plants.
Yeah, I think so. I think they're sitting in the hole, you know?
Can you scroll through there so I can see if there are any pictures with plants in them?
This one just cracks me up. I want to put this one on my phone as a screensaver.
All right, so I guess my only critique on this one is they should show some examples of plants in there so you get kind of a feeling of,
I think so.
How they actually work.
It'd be nice to see proof of concept.
Okay.
Right?
All right. What else you got?
Okay. Now, I titled this one Sexy Moon. And you're about to find out why.
Oh boy. Is that the little tongue?
Yes! I think it's supposed to be the mouth singing, and it doesn't look like it. It looks like a little tongue going back and forth.
Oh, my. Oh. Does it sing different songs?
I don't think so. This is all we got. We got 28 seconds. Enjoy it, because I'm not buying this. That's it. That's all you get.
Are there other pictures on this one?
Yeah, there it is.
That looks like a tongue.
It's rare. It's a rare Jenny singing man.
I don't know if it's as rare as the Elvis Alive from our previous episode.
I think if it is rare, there's probably a reason for it. I think it probably should be.
I would like to know if it sings different songs. And okay, now I actually do have questions. Why is it singing that Samori? Oh, and the moon hits your... Okay, so it's a moon.
It's a pie. It's a moon thing.
So that's probably all it plays.
Yeah.
$35
$35 $35
I can't imagine why they'd want to get rid of that.
Any promo that little, videos. I don't know that you need it anymore. You want to see it one more time? Because we're never going to see it again.
Why? Because you think it's going to sell immediately?
Just because I'm not buying it. And so this is your only chance. Wait, what happened? Where's our sound? Not a lot of technique with this moon. Just one move.
Did you ever see the Russian tongue singers?
No, I don't.
I gotta post a link to that. Okay. Yeah, it's a thing.
Yeah, I know about the throat singers.
No, this is different.
They're also different too.
Oh, that guy's out of
some of them have some good lip action, and some of them are all tongue. Look at that guy. Okay, so that's sexy.
Okay, sexy tongue or sexy moon.
Sexy moon, baby.
I might paint it if I had it.
All different colors?
Yeah.
I only have one question for you.
Okay.
I think you'll know what it is when you see this.
Giant, and I mean giant rooster. All right, I guess we got to say it.
I mean, I just want to make sure one thing.
That is a giant cock.
Boogie Nights.
Boogie Nights reference.
Boogie Nights.
This is a giant cock.
It's look it up.
It's just Boogie Nights. It is.
Okay.
But look at that thing.
Let's look at that giant.
You could be the envy of your flock or block. They're trying so hard to get people to think of the word cock. Anyway, it's 12 feet tall and 8 feet long and 30 inches wide. That is a giant cock. Are you kidding me?
That's a big cock. Wait. It shows signs of weathering, but it adds to his character.
Yeah, his.
Obviously. Price is firm, $1,200, pickup only. Well, duh.
Delivering that 12 foot.
How are you gonna ship that thing?
Yeah, that's it. You got two pictures. Just the shock value.
Oh, I like the are those goats?
There are, in fact, and then they featured some goats as in reference, emoji wise here.
Well, wait a minute. Like why?
Oh, maybe those are other metal goats. Would you like to check out their other listings as they suggest? You don't want to see if Michelle Cleveland has other goats, has like metal goats? Ooh. I mean, this is my process. Look, oh my God, there's a $1,500 large metal elephant.
All right, let's take it.
Come on. Why start with the ass? Close to life size.
Really?
That's what it says.
See, not okay, so to me, if you're going to drop that kind of money on a gigantic statue... I'd take the large metal elephant instead of the weathered.
But cock. Oh yeah, that way that's $200. That wasn't the thing. Hold on. How much was the?
I thought that.
How much was the rooster?
$1,200.
No, couldn't be that much. Oh, $1,200. They're both $1,200. Wow, firm.
So, in my opinion,
that's a.
I'd take the elephant. Say that. But I still don't get the goat emoji.
Hold on a second. Look at how much detail is involved in this rooster. And I mean, the thing that stood out to me about this elephant is it looks like...
Yeah, but elephants are just solid colors.
I just don't think it warrants $1,500. It's not a size thing. It's just like riveted, you know? It's just like riveted.
It's metal.
That's it. I know.
What's the other one made out of?
They're both metal.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're both metal. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that's her whole thing, it seems. Like, okay. There's a metal lizard dragon, a lizard dinosaur.
All right, I'm taking that back a little bit. I mean, I thought it was made out of, like...
Look at this $50 fox.
Now that
is a super fun fox made of heavy recycled metal. That's what I'm talking about.
I would buy that if I was a fox.
Delavan, that's not too far away.
I would. Yeah.
I like that.
I like it.
I like that. Okay. Cool. See? Good stuff.
Okay.
What else I got? What's this? What do you think this is? At a quick glance, what's your first guess? right?
Some sort of mummified
piece of pizza?
Penis?
It's a leather wall hang decoration. And now you can see it's a pirate! It's a leather pirate!
Wow. Okay. All right.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Also in Oklahoma.
Wait. Pirate head with women.
Oh, yep.
And the
you ready?
Flowing beard.
Ready for this? Yep. Check it. See it?
Not really. Oh, there she is.
There they are. There's multiple. There's a bunch of them. There's a bunch of women in
Okay, this is getting a little more intricate.
Yeah, but like it looked real nasty when I first pulled it up.
yeah. Okay.
There
All
you
right.
go. Pretty cool, huh?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think I want to decorate my home with it, but I respect it for what it is.
I thought it was like a dog chew toy or something because the dog feet kind of led me to think that. $75, huh?
Yeah. He made it. Or she. She made it. Caleb made it. Lightweight leather wall hang art piece that I've made.
Oh.
Pirate head with women in the flowing beard. 33 inches long and 11 inches wide. So if you are going to go look for this, measure first, you know.
That one's in...
Measure twice, cut once.
Where's that one? Oklahoma?
That is also in Oklahoma, Muskogee. Okay, so I think we're getting pretty good on listings, probably. I want to show you one more.
Okay, one more.
Okay. Here, let me get the sound going on this. Yeah, this is cool. Wait till you see this. So we've done some silly things, but this is actually cool. 1960 GMC bread van converted to a movie
four theater. Movie chairs with the massage feature.
Oh, right.
Big TV. PlayStation, Xbox, all that stuff can be hooked up.
It's got everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is this
drivable?
I've converted this 1960 GMC into a movie van. It ran at one time. It needs the distributor plugs radiator. So it needs that part, distributor plugs radiator.
How much is this thing?
$2,500. Also in Oklahoma. So you got to do a little traveling to get it.
And the van alone is worth over $4,000.
That's right. If you turn on having run again, it has four movie-style theater chairs that vibrate in heat, a very large brand new TV, and a surround sound system. The van alone is worth over $4,000.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Are there more photos?
There are. Look at this guy.
Okay. It's like Scooby-Doo. What's that say? Creek.
Creek cone.
Creek cone.
Creek cone side. E.T.
Side.
E.T. I wonder if those are a bunch of
those movies?
Movie references.
I assume the E.T. one is.
Yeah. Can you imagine like sitting in the backyard getting massage? Look at this. I think this is the blurry. That's when they turn the chairs on. See? They're not vibrating.
Now it's vibrating.
Now they're vibrating.
I can really get the sense of the vibration
from
that. Okay, are there more pictures?
I think that's nearly it. Yeah, I could use a little cleanup, but can you imagine just having this guy parked in the backyard for
I think particularly if you could get it running.
Yeah.
Because it did run at one time.
It could, yeah. You just have to get distributor plugs radiator and
so
you're
that's
good to
go. Where's that?
Oklahoma.
Yeah. Oklahoma's full of stuff right now.
Well, I did spend a little time poking around and poking and oaking, something like that. I don't know, something like that.
I mean, I guess if I had $2,500 burning a hole in my wallet and I liked movies.
Let's see how many people like and subscribe. Maybe you will have 25. Maybe we can get a GoFundMe going.
So we can actually
with our community to go.
We could film the podcast inside that thing.
Yeah. Oh, we could. That could be our new studio.
Please like and subscribe to Deep Dive.
Please. I want that. Do you want to see one more car before we move on to items? Check this out. Just check this out real quick. You ready for this?
Yes. What's that?
Whoa. Is that good?
Does it have side exhaust things going on?
This, you don't even know what this is yet because I didn't read the title. Nope. This is a convertible truck.
What? It's about time. Doesn't look like a convertible.
Well, it's got the soft top on it right now.
I will show you. It's not a very exciting video. That's about all you get. But look at that guy.
Oh, that's cool.
Look at that.
Ah, sold.
Yeah.
$9,000?
Yep.
For a convertible? Homemade convertible. You know anything about homemade convertibles? They're apparently extremely dangerous.
Really?
Yeah, because once you start cutting apart the frame, like, it loses all its rigidity. But that one's in great shape.
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that cool? I'm glad even though it was sold, that listing was still there for us to see.
Cash is king.
So cool. Cash is always king.
But maybe interested in trades.
What would you possibly trade a convertible truck for?
Truck with a top, I don't know. A different convertible.
A convertible and a truck?
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe you go to the trouble of making that thing. I don't know.
I think that's pretty cool.
That's a gem.
So did you get anything in person this week?
Not only did I get things in person this week, I got things in person today.
Oh.
This is like fresh off the road. In fact, I just want to show you. Here, I'll hold it right up to my camera. Oh, yeah, you got the Rover. Look at this guy. This is a Nixon. Green and gold is not a Packer watch, but it is now my lucky Packer watch because it's beautiful. Beautiful.
It's a good watch brand,
isn't it? How much
did you pay for that?
$50. Pretty good, huh?
Pretty good.
Pretty happy with it.
Nice.
Priceless. All right. Here, let's play the game I mentioned earlier. Let's play the game. Should I have bought this? And how much do you think I paid for it? Now, first of all, I got this as a gift for my intrepid. Creative confidant Kristen, who helped us out with the camera last week, and in honor of the Brewers losing in the playoffs, I know we want these to be evergreen, but you know, I can't help it. I'm just going to mention.
That's fine.
The Brewers just lost in the playoffs.
Yes,
and this is a consolation prize for her. I saw this and I'm like, oh, cool, baseball lamp. Sure, I'll get that for her. It'd be a nice little thing. But I thought it'd be like a kid's thing, and it is like. Not as cool. What do you think? You want to see it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Look at how cool that is.
Here.
There you go.
It's okay.
Oh, you're not that into it, huh? Look at the finial. We had a lot of finial conversations last week. Look at that cool finial detail.
That's all right.
Look at the shade.
It's cool. It's kind of vintage.
Yeah.
I'd say like... 25 dollars.
$5. $5.
That's a good haul for
$5. Right?
$5. Yeah.
That's a good gift too. Look at this, looks like a baseball bat. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that's $5 cool if you have
right?
like a little kid's room or something.
Or if you're just like a huge baseball fan and you like I know we're big baseball fans, but
right.
like she's like super this will cheer her up. You know, so
okay. Nice.
Anyway, okay, check this out. I actually got this from a very nice lady named Denise, who was so excited to give it to me. It is still in the original plastic. So whether or not we want to unwrap it so the audience can see it all
just like that.
Feel like we should, right? It's copper.
It might start getting a patina if you open it.
You think? Just from being oxygenated?
I don't really know. I don't like this.
You just don't like it?
No. I like...
Because it's like too old and not cool enough for you? Or
there are things I like about it and things I don't like. I like this background.
Mm-hmm.
But I like copper. I think that's a very cool metal.
Really? I'm surprised you don't dig this. I think it is so cool.
I don't like
is it just
duck
birds?
Birds. I don't like birds very much. That's true.
That's not cool. I mean, what does birds do to you?
It's got a date on it. 1976.
Yeah.
Or John Lovett. Lova. I feel like this could have been expensive. I feel like this could have been like...
That's, I guess, what I'm saying is I think that like it's special.
$100.
Oh, you think I might have paid
$100? Yeah.
$30. $30. I'm not saying that
you like
would
it?
Want
are you
it.
Gonna like,
I do
gonna,
like
are
it.
You do something with it?
Well, I mean, I do like it. Now, I've been getting a bit of a collection of, like,
shadow boxes and reliefs going. In fact, I got some like wood carved like shadow like wall hangings too today.
So you're gonna you're gonna hang that up somewhere?
I mean, I'm gonna try. I'm running out of wall space, but I'm gonna try.
I wonder why.
But that's the thing. If it doesn't get hung up in my place, I might put it in the vintage booth eventually. Speaking of which, things I definitely don't have places to hang. But I could not resist. Look at this shadow box clock. And again, birds, so you might not be into it, but
I I don't like it, but I recognize that that's pretty cool.
Cool.
I mean, it's got this very 80s clock with the Bauhaus font on it.
Right.
I don't like the birds. But it also kind of looks like a TV.
You like the depth, though?
I do like the depth. You know? I do like the depth.
I think the depth is pretty cool.
You know what I would do?
What would you do?
I would scrape off the birds and do something different with that.
Well, it's possible.
Are they all the birds?
They're on the inside. They're painted on the inside.
I like the concept. I think that that could be customized into something cooler.
Well, let me show you another one and see maybe.
Sorry, I'm poo-pooing your purchases.
You know what? This is it is all in the eye of the beholder. One person's trash is another one's, you know, find on Facebook Marketplace, right? That's the whole deal, right?
Actually.
So when I saw that she had that one, then I saw she had this one too. And I was like, well, since I'm going to be there, I might as well just grab them both.
Yeah, different font on the clock.
Yep, yep.
I hope you don't pay very much for these.
Well, we're gonna get. That's good. That's part of the game. We're gonna get there.
Is there more?
These are the only two. These are two of a bundle.
Okay.
So these two I got together.
$25
total.
Yeah.
For both?
Yeah.
$45.
I think you overpaid.
Well, I do not think so. But that's because you would not pay $45. I mean. It's not valuable to you, right?
Lover,
or if you just like kitsch or whatever. I mean, like,
yeah, okay,
if you know,
yeah,
like it's kitsch and fun. That's what I like. I'm not like celebrating geese, you know. I mean, it might seem like I am, but it's just the theme of the day. It's just what happened.
Okay.
Okay. Last thing that I want to show you, and this I'm going to hand to you for inspection.
Okay.
I saved this for last for a reason. Here you go. Check out that.
This is it.
Oh. You want this?
Shoot.
Here.
No, you shoot it.
Oh, yeah. Here you go.
A McCracken.
Wait. Here, do it again.
Large size McCracken smooth arch narcotic prescription file. What is this? Is this like
look inside.
Is this like an evidence thing for like a police station, like where they put drugs?
I don't know what it is.
It's got some notes in it.
I thought it was like prescription pads in there. No, I didn't investigate it too. It's like it's for like prescriptions. It's like,
oh, it's probably like lockable.
Yeah, I think it's where doctors kept their like prescription pads,
so people couldn't.
Yeah.
Although
yeah.
You can't really the lock.
Yeah, well, you know,
maybe this is well. It says it's from '65, so maybe this is before they had to lock up their stuff.
Well, but it existed, so.
This is weird.
Isn't it?
I like this.
Right?
I think this would be a weird and fun way to store your medicine or something.
Or you put your weed in it.
Yeah.
McCracken and narcotic being on the same box, I just couldn't resist. And it was in the area of the state I was driving to, so.
So this to me has like antique feel to it. So I could see spending more on this one. I could see $40.
Hmm. Yeah, you'd be surprised to find out I spent $7 on that.
Score.
You never can tell, you know? A lot of these listings I reach out and like half of them never get back to me. So it's kind of like, that's why I'm kind of enjoying this whole process of like, I like it enough to ask. I'm going to be near there. And if the stars align and they get back to me, then I'll get it, you know? And if it doesn't, I'll let it go. Whatever. I don't need a McCracken narcotic box. But, I mean, who doesn't? No. I'm super happy I have it. Though.
$7?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I feel like that vindicates your those other things I disagreed with.
Good.
I didn't love the stuff today.
It was more my taste, perhaps. You know, I mean, the last time I was like definitely shopping for you, right? Like, let me get this cookbook. Let me get these things. You know,
yeah.
And this was a little bit more of like I was in the area and found stuff that would look good on my walls. But I do have one more special surprise. It's not here. It's a remote. But I want to introduce you and everybody else to Gary, who is
the sweetest guy. Wait till you see him. The first time we pulled up, he had his socks pulled up to his knees. And I'm like, that's my duck guy. That's my guy with my duck. And so then coincidentally, I reached out to him about this, like, a different fowl of some sort. And he remembered me and he said, are you the one making the podcast? And I said, yes, I am. And
he's catching on.
And he said, well, that'll go so nicely with your duck. And I was like, and so anyway, you guys are going to love Gary. So even though you might not love the stuff today, like I said, it's not all about the stuff. It's not all about the journey. It's also about these people and
let's take a look.
All the interactions that we have with them. So
I started in my 30s. I'm now in my 80s. Uh-huh. And I've been collecting, and I'm still collecting. I still go out every Friday or Saturday with my lady friend, and we look at this stuff.
Oh, so
sometimes we find, sometimes we don't. Oh, no, that's really old.
Wow, he's heavy.
Yeah, he is heavy.
That's cool.
And I can't figure out whether this is a mold on the bottom.
Yeah.
Whether that's how they finish it off or it was attached to something.
Right.
Look at that's one of my favorite things.
Oh, I love it. Look at this guy. It's going to look so good with my radio. One of the very first things I got.
This is they're actually pyroelectric can. This used to be a whole package of things. Uh-huh. And what they did was they would do this into the card. It's into the material.
Yeah.
But the interesting thing about them, now some are colored and some aren't, they're postcards. They're all postcards. And I date them to 1930s. And the reason I date them to the 1930s is they actually sent one. And that's, I think this is 1936.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's supposed to be somebody.
So see me sometime.
May West.
Yeah.
Look at
that.
Oh, May West. So I guess I don't have to guess.
No.
So that's absolutely that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Aaron. At the money.
You're slick. Look at that. You almost got me there.
You're welcome.
What a charmer.
Well, it's great that you met a fellow collector. That could be you someday.
I can only hope so.
All right. Well, that seems like a good place to wrap up this episode of Deep Dive the Feed. Once again, I have to say, please like and subscribe. Mash that like button, as they say. You have accumulated quite a pile of links and quite a pile of stuff, Aaron, and I look forward to seeing the next stash on the next episode.
I can't wait. I got more stuff, I got more clips, got more links, got more everything.
Fantastic. See you soon.
Next time.